This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Harpoon Winter Warmer. It's a Category 21B Christmas Ale. The neck label talks about it being a full-bodied rich ale with a touch of cinnamon and nutmeg. And that's about it. So, this is one that I had previously judged as part of the Zymergy commercial calibration column, so I'm interested in seeing the differences. That one, you know, I'm assuming this is a seasonal brew for Harpoon, and I had judged that one in the fall, like in October, and right now it's January. So, see how aging works on this beer. I recall judging it as a 43 at the time. Let's take a look at it. It's a very deep amber-orange color, almost copper. It's crystal clear, tall, frothy, off-white head. It's retaining well. Nothing wrong with that. Give it a 3. The aroma? Yeah, that's what I remember. It's a distinctive gingerbread aroma. You know, I get some sort of molasses and spice. A nice, sweet, rich caramel malt is behind the spice. I get some esters, some dried fruit, maybe some orange peel. There's a light alcohol note along with the spices. Everything seems very well integrated and properly aged. I'm not getting any hops. I like the complexity. You know, it certainly suggests Christmas. It's well balanced. Nothing is sort of jumping out. Nothing seems sharp. So I'm happy with that. I'll give it a 11 for aroma. Let's taste it. Yeah, it's like liquid gingerbread. It's spicy, molasses, sugary, rich. I get a medium bitterness, but it is sort of a malty beer. I think some of that bitterness, I mean, the hop bitterness might be medium-low. Some of the other bitterness might be from the alcohol in there, and I can get a warming from it. But it winds up being still a malty beer in the aftertaste. The bitterness keeps it from being cloying. The spices are noticeable, but balanced. I mean, they're well handled. I do get some of the cinnamon, but it's not, you know, over the top. That dried fruit flavor that I smelled is there, and it blends in nicely. The alcohol is also there, but it's not sharp or harsh. It has a fairly full palate, but a drying finish. You know, a combination that I really like in a beer that improves the drinkability. These beers run the risk of being syrupy, and you know, this one is very drinkable. It's fresh, complex, tasty. I really like how all the components are balanced together. So I'm going to have a 18 for flavor. Mouthfeel. It's full-bodied. It has a rich mouthfeel. It's got a fairly high carbonation. I'd put it at maybe medium-high. It's moderately warming, but not sharp or harsh. Very smooth. I like all that. I'll give it a 5. I seem to recall the first time I judged this, there was some spice astringency in there, so I was looking for that. And it really didn't have any. So that's good. Age seemed to have helped. So overall, that's a really nice job. The spices are well integrated. The gingerbread and spice gives it a definite Christmas feeling. It's a rich sipping beer. Nicely balanced. The individual spices don't jump out. The malty caramel character gives it a great backbone. So that is a very nice American version of the Christmas ale, winter warmer type. You can get some of the English ones that'll seem even more sweet, but to my taste, this one combines the sort of drinkability of some of the better Belgian and German beers with that the Christmassy spices and feeling that you get out of some of the English beers, the gingerbread and molasses kind of flavors. So I really like how it sort of combined the best of both of those worlds. So give it a 9 overall for a total score of 46. So, you know, some age did help. I mean, it's not the same year that I judged the last one for Zymergy. So it's definitely a different batch. But, you know, I think this is a beer to enjoy, like, you know, in the middle of winter, not, you know, as soon as it's released, based on my, you know, two data points, is that it went from a 43 to a 46. You know, and the difference there is, you know, a beer that I'm finding a couple things to complain about to a beer that I'm really just flat out enjoying. So, 46 total for the Harpoon Winter Warmer. It's a Category 21B Christmas Ale.